Okay, we're back again. This is another weekend. And guess where you landed? At my bathroom. Angira's bathroom on Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Angira's bathroom.
And joining me today is somebody who is amazing. She's made a bunch of videos. She's an influencer. She's all over the internet. You might actually know her. Dina Pinto, hi.
Hi, nice to have me on your show. I'm looking forward.
Absolutely. I'm so excited that you're here. I've seen a lot of your work. I keep seeing you on Instagram and all of that. And I can't tell you how happy I am. But tell us, how do you feel about being in my bathroom?
Right now, I'm stoked. I think it's something different. Usually, I'm stuck between the four walls of my house.
Right.
And I do a lot of these shoots myself. This is kind of exciting.
Okay, we're super excited as well. One of my first questions is going to be the most popular question in this series. That is, you see, you know, a lottery ticket worth $10 million. What are the five things that you would buy?
First thing, I think, would be probably clear off all my loans. To book. Like maybe a one-way ticket to Hawaii.
and just stay off there.
And everyone off. And maybe start a boutique of mine, be a personal assistant in helping people with their body type and skin tone and stuff, because I think people are not aware of all this.
That's nice. Okay. So this show is called Angira's Bathroom. And if you were really in my bathroom, what is the first thing that you would notice?
See what products are on there.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'd be like probably gauging to see like what shampoo, what conditioner, what face wash. Does this person actually take care of themselves?
Yeah.
Kind of thing, you know?
But here's the thing, right? I'm not going to name the brands, but I've used some of the best shampoos and conditioners that are available, not in the market outside, but you know, the niche category.
Yeah.
And none of them work on my hair. But there is this one brand, which is a very mass brand. Uh-huh. And it works perfectly for my hair.
Sometimes it's all about the branding and advertisements, and
true,
the hype has been created and people think that those are good products, but to be honest,
and they have these stars who go and put their faces on it. You know, my aunt has a very funny thing to say. She, every time we talk about which shampoo I should use or what she should use, she's like, hey, these are all soaps you could use detergent for.
Like, I know a lot of guys, they just use a normal body soap or body wash on their hair and they have beautiful hair.
Right.
It's only for the women, you know, we're like
so picky about brands.
And the thing is, I think the brands and the society in general pushes all this out onto us.
Right.
And then I'm like, wait a minute, the rest of the human species doesn't use it. Only
correct.
One half, why is it only like, I have to use a foundation, I have to use a mascara. But for a man, it's like, okay, have a bath.
Whatever,
with one single body wash and he's like done. He's like, voila. You know, he looks like $1 million and here I am like.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to get a little personal because I want to know you a little more than just your Instagram stories, which is, by the way, guys, Skinny Girl Diaries. We're going to come to how and why you named yourself that or your page that. Three things that Dina Pinto has never, ever shared with anybody up until today. Let me be a keeper of some.
I try to not share a lot of personal stuff. Like I've never.
Is that my cue?
Like, no, in the sense, I don't put out my family out there. I mean, I've never shared any images and stuff like that. And then what else? I probably don't share too much of how I go about my day. I find it like to each their own. You
true.
Know? Third one, I don't know. Sometimes I have a lot of these images and I actually, if I don't find the caption, I don't post it. For me.
So you work so hard on a video and you're like,
yeah, sometimes it doesn't go up because I couldn't find the right words. Maybe somewhere down the line, a couple of months,
maybe.
I feel it and then I, you know, I have this writer's block kind of thing. And for me, I think when I post something online, it matters because it's out there for the rest of the world to see for a very long time.
True.
If it doesn't, it's, you know, I just won't post. Even if it's a Friday and I've got a nice one where I'm sunbathing or something, it won't go up because I'm like, what do I post? I've used this caption before. So, yeah.
Okay. Wow. That's different from what I've heard before. We're going to also get to know a little more about you. But first question before we roll into the break is, what are the two things that you do the moment you wake up? Like, you have to do these two things and your day would not start without.
Well, first, definitely the phone that's next to me. So it kind of rings. So the alarm, I have to snooze probably. I want to switch off. It has to go through about 10 snoozes because I usually put it for very early. Secondly, it's my cat, Kiki. She's always there. I call her Kiki the Riot. Yeah.
Oh, that's really cute. The first time that I saw, you know, your page, I was like, Skinny Girl Diaries.
Yes.
That was very interesting and got my attention. Tell us a little bit about the name.
Ever since I was a kid, I was bullied a lot for being very skinny. People used to call me names. You know, they hardly call me by my first name. They were like, hey, skinny. how are you skinny, you know? And it kind of like stuck. I mean, at that point, I tried everything. I remember even my mother doing all she can with all these supplements and gynecologists to make sure that I gained weight.
You do know that half or more women in the world would die to be skinny, bro.
But we're Indians, you see, and everybody is like, you know, culture driven. For them, a girl who's very skinny is not healthy and not up for certain things.
But khana nahi khaya type of questions.
Yes, yes, you got. So I would be like, yeah, I eat. And they're like, but where is it going? I'll say, I don't know if I can say this on air, but I'll say, I'll shit it out. And then they're like, your daughter has a potty mouth. And I'm like, but you ask me where it's going, because they'll feed me and I'll be eating and eating. I used to eat someone else's meal also. Like, this is how I am.
I'm going to share this again. I have this uncle, is hilarious. I know exactly what you're saying, because he would eat a whole pound of bread. And my mom is just looking at him and like, where is this going?
Well, it's a natural process. So I had nothing to hide. So that's about me. And then as I grew up, I kind of discovered that people are spending fortune to be skinny.
Right.
And that's when I thought, let me just, you know, reverse and have a paradigm. I had a paradigm shift in a way wherein I thought, let me stop crying about it and accept my body for what it is. And then
true.
Try and flaunt it, you know. Then I started blogging. I started doing brunches for people before around 2012-ish and so on. And there were a lot of people coming to Bangalore for the first time. And they're like, where do I eat? Where do I go? What do I wear? And then that way, you know, from LinkedIn profile, people started DMing me there and saying, why don't you start a page or a blog? And that's how it started. Instagram in 2011 is when Facebook had come in. I wanted a name for the blog. And then Skinny Girl Diaries was apt because I was skinny. I had a lot of hardships, bullied growing up. And I want to tell people that, you know, I'm not trying to poke fun at anyone saying that, hey, look at me, I'm so skinny. But this is my story.
That is brilliant. And I know a lot of people who wouldn't be able to turn that around for themselves. And kudos to you for doing that.
Well, thank you.
As an influencer, you know, that's one thing that I've always wanted to know, because you see so many people, you know, who are influencing, but not all of them really get the game. So
exactly.
What are the top three things that you would tell anybody who's a newbie who wants to be an influencer to follow? Like, that's the thing that you need to do.
I think first foremost would be self-love. Have a lot of confidence in what you're doing. I did know that I wanted to do this for a living. I didn't know it's going to carry forward. It's almost now 5 years since I'm doing this full-time. Right. And so I'd say save enough before you take this plunge and
that leap,
you know. But main thing is have faith in yourself, because there'll be a lot of naysayers saying, what are you doing?
Correct.
So secondly, I would say do a lot of homework and a research as to what niche you want. The third thing is to make sure that you understand when you're posting something online, there are a lot of people that are also going to be haters. So make sure that you have that
the bandwidth
to take the trolls on, you know. There are going to be a lot of negative comments coming in, which is like a known thing as you grow. For in the beginning, I used to look at some comment and to be honest, I used to cry. But then I was like, how are the Kardashians doing it? Because you look at the comments they get, it is harsh. And I'm like, dude, they have skin like a...
Clearly, they have this, you know, I don't care attitude.
So you have to have that I don't care attitude if you want to be an influencer.
Have a thick skin. I agree. But talking about influencing, what do you think about the influencing scene in India? I'll tell you why. Because anybody and everybody... is on, and because the internet is wild fire right now,
exactly.
People are on it. But what do you think about that?
So I've been in the scene for a very long time, and I've seen that if you've got the spending power, your daddy's very rich or your husband's rich, I think you can be an influencer just immediately, you know,
for the sake of it.
For the sake of it, because they're bored in the house. Bored in the house. Kind of thing. So I know a lot of people who just came up during the COVID period, so I call them COVID influencers. I don't know, I'm so mean. I would say that the influencers these days, I think they are just there for the sake of it. You know, you can actually buy a lot of followers and then just say, look, I'm an influencer.
Right.
Worst thing that I can't stand is if you're lip syncing and it is not syncing.
Yeah, that's just a fail.
That is like a big fail. And I don't know how you can even post it.
Yeah. Don't you see it before? Like, don't you just see it reverse, rewind?
See, reverse, rewind, adjust, you know.
Do it again.
And do it again and again, because I've had a lot of people saying, Dina, you're spot on. I said, yeah, because I practice.
Absolutely valid point. We're going to run into the break and a bunch of songs for the listeners. But before I run in, I want to ask you this question, which is one of my favorite questions.
Sure.
If Dina Pinto had to give her younger self an advice, what would that be?
I'd say just hang in there. I think you're pretty awesome, you're beautiful, and you're doing it for yourself.
kill it and stay right here.
Yeah.
Okay, Dina, so I have this one segment on my show. It's called the FFF, Fastest Finger First. I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions.
Sure.
First word that's on top of your head. Are you ready?
Yeah, okay, let's go for it.
Okay. There are a lot of inappropriate songs constantly objectifying women. So if there's one Bollywood song that you absolutely cannot stand, what would that be?
Yeah, I think right now everybody is like objectifying women, you know, but there are new songs of late. And I think there was one also that made fun of Beyonce. I think that was like a big no, but she didn't say anything. It's like,
It's Beyonce.
It's
she doesn't
Beyonce,
whatever.
You don't need to react.
She'll sleep over it.
It was like making fun of her skin color or something like
right.
that, you know, so that was kind of, I felt that was kind of harsh.
If you were shipwrecked on a deserted island and you had your basic human needs, your food and water, which were given to you, sorted out, what are the two things that you would take with you? I know Kiki's coming with you anyway.
Kiki's coming with me. And I think the other thing would be sunscreen, because without that I wouldn't be able to survive, because that's the only thing that's keeping my skin really young and youthful.
If you had to choose between two superpowers, being able to fly or being invisible, what would Dina Pinto choose?
I would say being invisible, so that I can quickly go and, you know, nap the bad guys before they can even kill somebody or something, you know, take the weapon and or something like that. I don't know. Just be invisible and just be there and just save.
But being invisible also kind of leads you to be creepy, like go land up anywhere. Yeah, would you do that?
Right now, I think even the internet is stalking us. So no, I think...
Oh,
Might as well, no? So it's always the internet is listening to me. So I think I'm safe there.
That is a very clever answer. All right. I'm going to end this bit with another question that I have for you, which is perhaps something that you might want to contribute in terms of what you believe in. So, you know, people have this habit of taking the newspaper into their bathroom, right? As a habit. I do not know how that works, but anyway... And what is trending, what is on your hashtag today is the hashtag Love Jihad, the caste system that people are widely talking about, or increase in violence against women and children. So what would Dina Pinto, if you had an opportunity to support or make a change campaign for them, which one would you choose?
So earlier this week was Women's Day. So I'd say take a stand against violence against women, because we are in the minority, and it's only on one day that it's all hyped. And I saw a lot of even influencers, you know, posting saying, I'm strong, I'm this. But on other days, they're like, oh, look at me, I'm depressed and I was sad. And, you know, I think that's something probably that has to be taught in school as well. If people taught everyone respect and self-love more, I think the world would be a better place. So there's going to be a less atrocities against women. And in general, I think also with regards to not only being typecast, like there is a stereotype thinking that if you're married it's a good thing, but if you don't have kids then it's a bad thing. So again, it's a woman's body, so I think you should just back off and let them be. I mean, nobody tells a man like, hey, how's your day going, or what are you going to do like 5 years down the line once you get married. He gets married and everything goes back to normal, but for a woman, she's changing her name, her title, she's moving houses and stuff like that. So I want to put it out there saying that it's okay, let the woman just do what she wants.
All right. So Dina is an influencer. How do you come up with material?
So what I do is I kind of always look at all the happening trending stuff and see if it fits my profile, if it's something that I can do. I mean, there's no dirt on the internet. You can actually Google something, and these days it's all about copy paste. But when you're copy pasting, make sure that it has got a slight touch of you in it, you know. So other thing is just probably there are a lot of these campaigns that come in. I will make sure that I'm understanding what the brand is all about, have a look at their page, see what sort of posts that they've done before, even videos, and then, you know, take it from there, because I think at the end of the day it's sticking to that brand value also matters.
So a bit of what they want and a bit of what's trending
with my authenticity and a little bit of me in there, you know. So yeah.
Okay, do people ask you, hey Dina, what job do you do, and what do you respond to that?
I'm proud to say that I'm a full-time lifestyle blogger, because I think it took time for me to kind of mature with regards to the content that I've created and create a niche for myself and a name for myself. Don't go with what society tells you. Understand your passion, because it's just the one life. If it's not today, then when are you going to do it? Because if you keep waiting for tomorrow, I think tomorrow never comes in a way. To take that plunge. If it works, it works. You have to take the risk.
Okay, talking about your career this far, what is that one most memorable moment where things turn around for for you and you were like, hey, good thing that I did this.
I remember this one time I actually was invited by this brand to walk the red carpet with Bollywood stars.
Mm-hmm.
This is back in 2017. It was just almost a year since I started doing this, and I remember walking around on the red carpet, and I bought this amazing outfit, Emilio Pucci dress. I had my J-Lo moment, you know, and I met Shah Rukh Khan, I met Salman Khan, like everybody, like the who's who was there. And then we were sent by this phone brand to just quickly get in and get some interviews taken with all these stars. And I saw the other girls were just standing there like, okay, what should we do? Like, and I was like, give me the phone. And I'm like, hey, you know, Salman, yeah, this, that.
You gotta be on your, yeah.
I just got some quick, nice pictures and stuff like that. And I was just there. I think I was.
Owned it.
I was like, I just had that few minutes. And I was like, I'm not going to waste my time standing and
gawking at them.
I've come here to meet people and to make the most of it and then get some good shots, you know, for the brand as well. So yeah, I think that's something that I'll always remember. It was sort of like embarrassing as well because there were like a lot of people who said no. The stars were like, just gave that dirty look like, who's this now kind of thing, you know? So yeah, that also made me understand what, there were a lot of lessons to be learned as well that day. Apart from that achievement that I've been there and I'm like showing off, see, I went, you know, there were a lot of hardships because people actually looked at me like, who is this girl now? So since then, I think I have drawn the line. Want something in life, you have to go for it.
You have to take that plunge. Absolutely. I also believe that setting boundaries is in your hands and only you can do it to get that respect. Dina, if you weren't an influencer, what would you be doing right now?
I think I would still be an investment banker traveling around the world, like, because it paid really well.
Right.
So I could just go on a holiday anywhere, as and when I wanted. You know, I still remember taking this time off for like 2 weeks at a stretch, going somewhere fancy, staying in fancy places. Now I'm like, well, where's the next shack? Where do I, you know, cold shower? It's fine. You know, back then, if I actually have to rewind and go back, like, yeah, it did pay well, but I was not happy.
True.
There was always so much pressure. Like, I used to go to the office around 8:30, 9 in the morning, sometimes end up going back home around 5:30. I live close by, quickly shower, freshen up, and then go back to work. And it was like, this is not a life for me,
true,
kind of a thing. Like, what am I doing? You know, I studied so much and I'm only going round and round in circles.
Slavery,
working for someone. Yeah, the money is coming in slow.
True, absolutely. Wow.
My cat is quite expensive.
All right, you guys should check Dina Pinto out, Skinny Girl Diaries. That's what she's on Instagram.
Yes.
And of course, follow me as well. I'm RJ Angira. We're going to have to wrap up this show. I had so much fun, Dina. You're just amazing. And
thank you. I had a blast.
I mean, like I said,
I revealed a lot more.
I'm glad. And that's what the show's about.
Well, that was, it was really good fun. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. We'll be back again next weekend with another episode. Until then, of course, don't forget to catch this episode, like, comment and share on the Red FM Bengaluru page as well. Together on the count of 3, 2, 1, bajate raho.
Yes.
On the count of 3, 2, 1, bajate raho.